Welcome to Dharma Glow. We're a community of conscious beings who are devoted to co-creating new earth. We value joy, peace, equity, and love. Our mission is to ignite the essence of our community by sharing tools for liberation and inspiration. Join us on the path to purpose, peace, and universal harmony. It's time to come together to awaken our inner radiance. Let's glow, fam. Enjoy this teaser of the podcast where we showcase some of the brightest minds and hearts in the creative space and the healing space. It's all here to inspire you. Enjoy the vibrations. I want to share some of my favorite moments so far. Here's one from Queen More Life.
It's a cold fresh juice company, and the benefits are basically body, right? First you think like cleansing juices and removing toxins and getting rid of what doesn't serve the body. But going deeper into it, it's like really about fasting and being able to tap into the abundance that exists within being empty of processed foods and only putting life source energy into your body, like tapping into that. So at first it was like a juice product, but it's really so much bigger than that. So I would say More Life Liquid is really like a holistic wellness company that uses juice as a tool to connect people to themselves and the divine.
So how was it that you came to this path? What was going on in your life that brought you here?
So it was basically loss of life. So like losing life, meaning my emotional health was not, my mental health was not well, and my physical health, like every component of myself was losing life. I was in a toxic environment, which was a strip club. I was dancing. I was in a toxic relationship, which was mentally abusive, physically abusive, like all of the things. And in that environment, that comes with drinking, drugs, being around people that are vibrating in a different space. And so the environment that I was existing in, the relationship, the foods that I was in, everything was just like toxic, and I was losing life. And for some reason, for the past 5 years, simultaneously, I had been studying and like really interested in holistic healing. So I was like reading Heal Thyself by Queen Afua, and I was like listening to different healers, and I was like really tapped into that. And the fact that what I was doing allowed me to have so much time, I was able to like really consume a lot of information, but I wasn't practicing it.
Yeah, totally. It's not like a light switch. Out here, you're ratchet, and then the next day, it's all Shanti vibes. It's a daily process of integration.
Yeah. And I think the true healing began when I found the first source or tool, which was a book. So being drawn to that, I now see that was the deeper part of me that already knew, you're gonna need this. And I just believe that my higher self is always in control and always guiding. My higher self was already preparing me for what was going to eventually be a non-negotiable.
I also appreciate some powerful reflections from breathwork and meditation teacher, Casey Budd.
I discovered breath in like 2019 in February. I discovered breatharianism, which is a term maybe some know, maybe some have never heard of, but essentially it is possible to just live off of prana, live off of chi. It's a very ancient practice rooted back in Africa like centuries ago. I wasn't like, I'm going to go breatharian necessarily when I discovered it, but it made sense to me. And so the more you start to do breath work, like you do hours of breath work, it naturally decreases your appetite. I know it sounds wild, but you're literally filling up on chi. And your perspective changed so much. Your desires decrease so heavily. So like you think you need, you think you want all these things, and it just melts away. So anyway, that was 2019. And I started to really get into more and more like longer fasts. And even now I still incur a high raw liquidarian lifestyle. But essentially back then, I guess I was claiming liquidarian as my title. And that's the thing with all these labels and spirituality and diets and we evolve and change and grow so much. So I think my journey to where I'm at now really was about fasting my mind from so many absolutes. I was so stuck on external fasting and fasting from food and living with less. And even I moved into a van, and I'm not saying any of that was wrong, and I don't regret any of it. And I might do a 60-day fast like tomorrow, like who knows, you know, I still support all of that. But for me, I got so attached to the absolutes of this equals this. And if you're doing this, you're not doing this. And it was definitely some eye-opening moments when I'd hear people talk about what binge eating is or what eating disorders are, because there were so many forced fasts on that journey that I would end up like kind of similar to you, but probably way worse. I would even just be like, oh, whatever. Like, I just want to eat whatever I want. And I would just binge eat, not just a pizza. It would be like a pizza and then a sandwich and then some chips and then something else, you know? And it was more harmful than anything. And I think just like mentally, it was just, there was so much anxiety around like somebody asking me to go out to lunch was just like, oh God, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? And at times it is nice to break the normal and be like, hey, sorry. Like, instead of having food as the buffer between us, can we just meet? Or can we just go on a walk? Like, sometimes it's nice to be that light, I think, in other people's lives to take away. Cause food is such a, like, a buffer, a distraction sometimes, just to be honest, but I'm not saying it's bad. I just think sometimes we do abuse it. We like definitely consume more than we create, I guess is what I'm saying. And long story short, it's been a journey, but I would say this year, really just learning that it's really about the breath more than about the consumption, though, overall, like consuming more breath and being more still with myself and being more patient with myself. Like that little like parasite in my brain is now no longer, which feels really good. Every now and again, tries to creep in, just depending on, because I think the hardest part with it was always like social scenarios, people inviting me places and all that. But I just gave myself more grace. Like I know that I'm capable of deep cleanses, and I know that I'm capable of eating pizza. and it's all really what you give it, like what you attach it to. Because at the end of the day, those are all external things.
And of course, I had to bring on the legend herself, my very own mother, Lisa Borders, so she could share the wisdom from the amazing experiences that she's transcended in her life to continue to elevate and thrive.
And this is an interesting time in my life because I can look back over several decades and reflect that I really am always trying to make the world a better place. Having grown up during a very segregated time in our society, actually segregated by law, and watching that change in the 60s, 1960s, and yes, I know I'm dating myself, but it's the truth, helping to integrate an independent school, that influence was seminal to who I am today. It really was a difficult time in my life, but it bore fruit in the sense that I got an excellent academic education, but I also got an experiential time that would leave an indelible mark on my heart and on my mind. So the influence of my lived experience was great. Integrating that school along with the 7 other African-American students was transformational for the school, but honestly, it was transformational for me too. Developing resilience and an ability to come back to school every day after being called a racial slur, after being underestimated, after being denied access to groups of friends or people that I thought I wanted to be my friend, man, that really set the tenor and the tone for who I am today. I didn't want anybody else to have to go through that situation. So going through it, learning how to navigate it, negotiate it, come through on the other side with a diploma, overcome that adversity was really helpful. And the learnings and applying the knowledge, the experience, the hope to change the world and make it better for every woman, person, child coming after me, but particularly people of color because we have tried so hard to acclimate to this place we call the United States and contribute and be valued. And we're still working on that. So inspiration from family, influence from my lived experience, and then trying to innovate for the future, taking the entire ball of wax, if you will, and pushing that into the future and making it better.
So that's what we're working with, fam. We got plenty more stories, plenty more inspiration to help you stay aligned on the path to peace and purpose. We are here to help you lead a life that leaves a legacy of love. So tune in, stay connected with us, subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, connect with us on social media at Dharma Glow, and join the community at dharmaglow.com. Peace.